When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are racked and stacked today. A lot of news, a lot of important conversations, and it's decision day for the great state of Georgia. We have so many listeners, wonderful affiliates down in the state of Georgia. It is one of my favorite places to visit. I've been a long time big advocate of Savannah in particular down there. But it's a big day for picking in the primary, picking who the next, well, a whole range of who's going to be the governor, who's going to be senators, who's going to be all the way down to, I think, like insurance commissioner, you know, agricultural director. There's a lot of things at stake. I might have made up one or two of those at the end, but there's a lot of big things today. And to that end, we have some important guests joining us. We have Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker coming up in just a little bit. You all know Herschel Walker, of course. Former Georgia senator and gubernatorial candidate David Perdue. And Georgia governor, current governor, Brian Kemp. You got Trump endorsements for some folks who are challenging the primary. I mean, it's a big deal today in Georgia. A lot of important races to be decided. And we wanted you to hear from some of the important candidates there today, as we did in Pennsylvania as well. So we'll get into that. Plus, we've got more on the border, Title 42 still in place, border's a mess, China-Taiwan situation, talk about that, Joe Biden, big gaffe on the old China-Taiwan situation when it comes to strategic ambiguity, and then there's the baby formula shortage update as well, which ties into our broad theme we wanted to talk to you about for a second here, which is Biden administration is running out of excuses. So now they're actually getting to the point, Clay, where, I mean, I thought this is quite a moment. When gas prices are super high, when you're literally flying in military planes with pallets of baby formula, while babies, as you pointed out yesterday, have been in the hospital because they can't get the baby formula. Parents can't get it. What are they going to do? They don't know what to do. And Biden, on the energy situation, gas prices in particular, which, remember, folks, it's not just the price of what goes into your car, right? 50% of oil is used in products. So that's part of the price rise in everything. This is why they say, they talk about energy and the rise in energy prices affecting so much of the broader economy. Things you buy have petroleum, have gasoline in them. The transport of what you buy obviously relies on gasoline. Biden's got a thought, though, which is, you know, Clay, we're making this amazing transition, folks. You know, it's all about making the world safe from CO2. Pay a little more at the pump. No big deal.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over. You see what Europe is doing relative to the importation of Russian gas. You see, anyway, I won't go through it all, but and what I've been able to do to keep it from getting even worse, and it's bad. The price of gas at the pump is something that I told you, heard me say before, would be a matter of great discussion at my kitchen table when I was a kid growing up. It's affecting a lot of families.
Clay, is he really just telling us, you know, the pain at the pump, it's good for in the long term. Is that really the move here?
It just makes me think more and more every time I hear Biden speak that they're tanking for the overall number one draft pick, because his strategy here is it's good in the long term, which is a lie. It's not good in the long term. I really don't believe that. And the other strategy is, well, if you're upset about gas prices, buy an electric car, which is what that brilliant genius Mayor Pete and Jennifer Granholm and other people involved in the energy sector of the Biden administration have argued. Yeah, sure, that'll solve the problem. I can't afford to put gas in my car right now. Maybe I should just go buy a $50,000 plus electric vehicle and then install an electric vehicle charging station in my house so that I'm in for tens of thousands of dollars total before I even save anything on gas prices. So this is what's interesting to me about Biden to so many different levels, Buck. He claims, even in that answer, hey, you know, sitting around at the kitchen table, I'd be talking about this. He claims to have a unique connection to working people and so-called average Americans while destroying average Americans' household incomes in the process, and also remarkably managing to be incredibly tone deaf about what real American households discuss around the kitchen table. I can tell you what these people are talking about, Buck, because I've been there. And I've been there not when I was 8 years old, 70 years ago, like Joe Biden. I've been there as a parent with young kids when you didn't know exactly how you were going to be able to handle all the finances because you don't have a reliable job. Because you don't feel like this is back in 2008 and 2009 when everything went to crap. And now we're there all over again. And so I hear some of these answers and the idea of, well, high gas prices in the long term are a good thing because it's going to lead to a embrace of another type of energy. I'm not willing to accept that, first of all, because I don't think most people listening to us right now are going to be driving an electric vehicle anytime soon. And so when gas prices are potentially forecast, Buck, to go as they are over $6 everywhere in the country for a gallon of gas, this is a calamity of an epic magnitude, and Joe Biden is not the person who's going to be able to solve it.
Also notice how the explanation shifts. Remember what they were saying when the gas prices were really ramping up, you know, earlier even this year? They're saying, what do you mean? We don't have any hostility to fossil fuels. We love fossil fuels. Joe Biden's practically going doing a backstroke in a big vat of oil. I mean, they made it sound like no big deal. We give you all the leases for drilling on lands you want. A lie, by the way. But there was this moment where they were trying to just diffuse the political backlash by pretending that the Democrat Party is not ideologically hostile to fossil fuels. We know that is a lie. They are ideologically hostile to fossil fuels. They have said so many times. They refer to CO2 as an existential threat. You might have just seen the federal government is spending a few billion dollars on some technology. I don't even know what this is supposed to look
like. CO2 out of the air.
They're going to suck CO2 out of the air. And a lot of people, of course, in all the Twitter timelines and stuff, I saw it as, it's called a tree, right? But put that aside for a second. There's no way that's going to actually do anything. But this is a religious belief for a lot of Democrats who have the state and climate in place of an actual relationship with God. I'm just going to say it. And the Biden administration now is falling back to, Yeah, you know, okay, so maybe this kind of stinks right now. You're paying a lot. But just think of all the CO2 reduction, Clay, that people who can't afford to put gas in their car right now, in 50 years, they're going to feel really good about themselves. We have morons and lunatics in charge in this country right now.
It's also amazing how they initially claim this isn't an issue that they can be responsible for, because we saw that with the baby formula, right? We started talking about the baby formula shortage because I was hearing about it from different parents all over the state of Tennessee where I live. And it's becoming a real issue. And what did they say initially when shows like ours started to bring it up? Oh, this is made up. In reality, there's no baby formula shortage anywhere. And in the space of about 3 weeks, we went from there's no baby formula shortage anywhere to Kamala Harris bragging about 70,000 pounds of baby formula being delivered to us from Europe, which we have audio from our good leader here, Kamala Harris, bragging about military planes, Europe having to bail us out when it came to baby formula.
The first military plane landed yesterday with more than 70,000 pounds of specialty formula, and the second will arrive later this week. I know this is a scary situation for our parents and the caregivers who are taking care of these babies. Our administration is working around the clock to ensure that there is enough safe baby formula available for all who need it, and it is truly one of our highest priorities.
Can I just say this? This is so unfair, Clay, because to put, I don't know if Kamala is the unofficial baby formula czar, but to have her anywhere near the parents have enough anxiety and concern right now over this issue. Putting Kamala Harris, perhaps the most inept senior figure in the Biden administration, even just reciting talking points on this. If I were a parent and I was dealing with the anxiety of finding baby formula, I wouldn't want to hear a word from Kamala Harris about how, oh, don't worry, we're on it. Yeah, just like the border czar was not actually going to the border, that lady, I remember.
Yeah, and also, again, and we need to play, we'll play some audio for you when we come back in the next segment, because I think it's interesting that even some of the comedians who obviously don't make jokes anymore, they just talk about the status of the country. Even a lot of them are looking around. I think this cuts through much of the noise. When you have to get Europe to bail you out so that babies in this country can be fed, it's hard to argue that you've got a competent administration. That you could get to this point, Buck, where you're having to use military transport planes to bring baby formula into the country. It's basically like we are a country that usually this is what the United States does, right? Somebody else has screwed up so bad that they need our help, and we provide that help for them because we are a country of great resources. Now we're having to beg Europe. The EU is a disaster. Everybody in Europe is like, man, this whole government that we have over here is awful, yet they managed to somehow not run out of baby formula and to have such a surplus that they could send it to us. I just think it's a perfect metaphor of the Biden administration's failures.
If we could just get into a little time machine here and have every independent voter, every persuadable minority voter who was maybe thinking maybe they're going to pass they're going to go for Trump, Latino voters, black voters, because Trump obviously did better with those voters as a category than previous Republican presidents. You look at white working class voters in places like Michigan and Wisconsin. If you could just hop in that time machine and say, hey, guys, we're Clay and Buck. We come from the future. Let us tell you what the Biden administration is going to do. Baby formula shortages nationwide, the biggest war in Europe with a nuclear-armed Russia, the biggest war since World War II, a border that is looking to get to 20,000 apprehensions a day, already at about 10,000 a day, the worst border in history, the biggest rise in violent crime across America's 50 largest cities in recorded history, the worst inflation in 40 years. Clay, they would have looked at us like, you guys are crazy, man. No way, man. No way. But it's true, and we're here, and I think a lot of those people have voters' regret right now, voters' remorse.
They should. If you're a mom or dad or a grandma or grandpa and you can't find baby formula, how in the world are you voting for the party that's in power? And by the way, how about the irony that all these people who have spent the whole Trump administration and beyond lecturing us about being on the right and wrong side of history have voted for the worst president in 100 years. You've been lecturing us on, you're going to be on the wrong side of history. Right now, Joe Biden is the worst president since Herbert Hoover. I don't think there's an argument to the contrary. And all those people, Buck, who've spent all that time saying, your grandkids are going to judge you for the choices that you made. You nincompoops picked Biden. You voted for the worst president in 100 years. You are on the wrong side of history, and history has barely even started. We already know it. I'd love to hear their answer to that that statement. By the way, I'm fired up here, obviously, but I'm also fired up. We need more companies that are willing to stand up to the absurdity that is going on in this country, like our friends at MyPillow. You know, where you buy matters. Who you buy from matters. If you love this show, you should support the advertisers that are helping to make this show a reality. And MyPillow is one of those advertisers. Mike will hook you up with phenomenal offers. Right now, you can save $90 on a pair of my slippers thanks to a blowout sale that won't last. Look, I'm not kidding about this. Buck wears his my slippers everywhere. My wife, she's probably listening to this right now on the podcast. She listens at 2.0 speed so she can get through even faster. I guarantee you she has got her My Slippers on. She bought them for all of her running partners because she loves these so much. This is a good time to stock up because you can get an incredible offer. Use the promo code Clay and Buck right now. Limited time offer on these incredible slippers that you can wear anywhere. You can wear them to drop off the kids. You can wear them to walk around the house. You can wear them to go out to the grocery store, wherever you may be going. Use the code Clay and Buck. Limited time offer. Slippers have a 1-year warranty, 60-day money back guarantee. Again, incredible offer on the My Slippers right now. The blowout sale of the year. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. These My Slippers are incredible. Indoors, outdoors, you are going to love them. MyPillow.com. Use the code Clay and Buck.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. You know things have gotten bad, and I would encourage you to use that wrong side of history line, because I bet if you're a Trump voter like Buck and I were, you heard from people all the time, Buck, how frustrating was that? You're going to be on the wrong side of history, because most of the time, the people lecturing us had never even read a history book.
I couldn't hear them through their three masks, Clay.
And so it was always so frustrating. And I'm just sitting around thinking like, yeah, all you people lecturing us about the wrong side of history have voted over the worst president in 100 years. I think your ancestors may be judging you for that one. But Stephen Colbert, you know things are bad when CBS's late night man is saying, hey, Europe's going to have to supply us with baby formula. I'm telling you, this is cutting through. Listen.
To help relieve the country's ongoing formula shortage, on Sunday, the U.S. military airlifted baby formula from Europe. That is a shocking headline. The United States, the land of the free and home of unlimited breadsticks, has been forced to airlift formula from Europe because we can't feed our babies. If I told you 5 years ago this was happening, you'd say, that's got to be the worst news of the day. And then I would tell you about genital monkeypox.
I mean, when he's pointing it out, yes, he's trying to actually make a joke there, which is somewhat of a rarity. But I just say, I mean, for everyone out there, suburban moms are a big part of who's going to decide the elections in 2022 and 2024. Let's talk about tangible reality in your lives. Has there ever been a time where you worried about being able to feed your baby before? I bet the answer is no, because I've been through three kids, and I know a lot of people out there listening have been through multiple kids and grandkids too. This is the Biden administration. This is what they do. Everything they touch turns to crap. It's time to hold them accountable.
This is the point, though, right? They will talk about, oh, man, Stephen Colbert is like, oh, ha ha, all these bad things are happening. It's crazy what's going on out there. Like, gee, I wonder what's going on. I wonder how
what
we could have
connects all these bad like, things together. They don't make that next step.
Maybe you shouldn't have been, you know, worshiping at the throne of Biden when he was running as a Democrat nominee, when all of us were saying, this guy's a moron. He's never been impressive. He's never been good at anything other than just hanging on. The only jobs he knows how to create are for Hunter at Burisma. This is outrageous. And here we are. Now they're like, oh, the country's not doing so well. What a shock, Clay.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're on the wrong side of history, loser.
Yeah. Biden's making things more expensive. And you know what we want to do here? We want to save you money, because we all need to save some money these days. Pure Talk is saving families even more money than we've previously told you about. This is the company that so many have started to rely on for amazing cell phone service. If you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, your family could be saving, ready for this, $900 plus a year. Last year was only $800 by the analysis we did, but $900 plus this year. With Pure Talk, you're not compromising on service at all. In fact, you'll get better customer service and the same reliable 5G network you're used to. You get to choose the plan and price that's right for you, and you'll be supporting a company whose values align with yours. Critical in these times. It's also so easy to make the switch. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month from your cell phone. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over in less than 10 minutes from your cell phone right now. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It is a big day in the primary season all over the Southeast, in particular Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, all going to the polls to help select their nominees. And we are going to be joined, I believe, shortly by Herschel Walker, who is running for the Senate in Georgia. In fact, he is with us right now. Heisman Trophy winner, national champion Georgia Bulldog, NFL legend, Herschel Walker, and soon to be, I believe, senator from the state of Georgia. And I want to start with this question, Herschel. Stacey Abrams said that Georgia was the worst state in the country to be living in. I'm just curious how you would respond to that suggestion.
Well, it's kind of insulting that you're saying it's the worst state to live, and yet you've made all your money here, and also you also want to run for governor here. I think it's sad that you tell the people and talk about the Georgians like that, and I'm going to let everybody know Georgia is one of the best places to live, and there's a lot of good people here, and for her to make that statement, it's just making people emotional again, trying to get a vote and want to put the people down. But I think the people need to wake up from this nightmare and get back into the game and realize that Georgia is a great place to be. There are great people here, and we can do things right here in the state of Georgia.
Hey, Herschel, it's Buck. You know, we're all assuming, today's primary day, but we're assuming you're going to be facing off against Senator Warnock. And I just want to know, because you got a lot of listeners in the state of Georgia right now, and people across the country are looking at Georgia as a real bellwether for how national politics are going. What do you want people to know about why you're running against Warnock? I mean, what are you going to do differently?
Well, what I'm going to do differently is represent the people that put me in office to represent them, because they seem to be representing themselves. When you got this economy the way it is today and they seem to not want to fix it, when yet it's so simple. The first thing you can do is start drilling oil right here in the United States of America and not let our dictators and buying oil from them. You know, these are people that don't like us. They don't like you. They don't like anybody. And at the same time, get rid of some of these regulations that they've had on the people here and get some of these businesses that they've closed down, reopen here in the United States of America and in Georgia, and quit buying things from these other places. And then the next thing is start educating our kids. We got to get out of trying to teach our kids to hate themselves because of their skin color. You know, that's what has totally appalled me, that we've had some great leaders like Martin Luther King that always talks about it's not the color of your skin, but the content of your character. But yet every elected official we see today is talking about the color of your skin. And then you got this border wide open. They see what's going on, but yet they don't seem to want to talk about it. They don't seem to want to change it. So that's what set me apart from Senator Warnock. I care about this country. I care about the people, and I'm going to fight for it.
Herschel, I'm fascinated by, I'm fired up, I should say, by the fact that the All-Star game got pulled out of Atlanta. I know you've got an office near Truist Park there as well. Should Stacey Abrams, Major League Baseball, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, everybody who said that the new Georgia voting bill was going to be Jim Crow 2.0, should they all have to apologize given that voting is surging and it's now clear that what they were saying is a lie?
Well, what's so funny about it, no one is ever going to find out that they were lying, because we don't have the media that want to point it out. Right now, they seem to want to hide it, but yet she says it's a terrible place that to live. You see Stacey Abrams say that, and then they pulled a game and took it to a place that had more stringent voting rights than Georgia. And yet they see that there's been more people to vote in this election than voted in a long time. You know, they've said lies and lies and lies, and people have failed for it. Well, that's the reason I decided to run. I'm tired of them putting the Georgia people down. I'm tired of this state being saying like we're second. This is a great place to live. We have good people here. I'm going to stand up for those people. I'm going to fight for those people. Doesn't care about the color of your skin. I want everybody to have that America's dream like I've had. And we can have it in the United States of America. We can have it if we get rid of some of those people we've elected to office that seem to be weak, that they're worrying about your TV time. They're not worried about representing the people.
We're speaking to former NFL superstar and current candidate for the Senate seat in Georgia that'll be up against Raphael Warnock, Herschel Walker. Herschel, a lot of people listening remember that obviously those two Senate seats were up right after the 2020 election, and it was disappointing that they went to Democrats, and that people point to election integrity concerns and issues. Clay already mentioned that voter turnout, and particularly African-American voter turnout in Georgia, is up, which is a good thing. It's good to see that people are using their democratic process. But do you have confidence that the changes that would have been necessary or the safeguards that are necessary for voting in your home state of Georgia are in place?
Well, I think things have gotten a little bit better. I think when Governor Kemp put in that SB 202, which got rid of some of those drop boxes that was all over every county everywhere, and putting one drop box there, and now you have to have matching IDs before you can send in an absentee ballot. I think that's going to matter a great deal. And I think the people now are starting to get upset. When you see the gas prices going up, you see all the things that are happening, people are getting involved. And they are tired of being called names. You know, they're being called names like they can't get an ID because they're black. You know, and I'm like, this is not right. I think what we're doing right now is a shame that what we're doing to this country. The greatest country in the world where everybody in this country that is made good for themselves couldn't have done it no other place. No other place on earth could they have done it except the United States of America, but yet they put it down. Well, now it's time for the Americans to stand up.
Herschel, Vince Dooley introduced you, I think I saw, a legendary Georgia football coach. What are you hearing? What was that experience like with him? And what are you hearing as you've traveled all over the state and met Georgians about their experience in the state and their experience in supporting you?
You know, I'm hearing about them talking about me playing football. You know, playing football on a great team, winning a national championship, which I really, really enjoy listening to them. And then they talk about me with some different things, things that are going on with the price of food, the price of gas. And they really feel that I can help them. They feel that I can help change things, and they know how I'm going to fight. So I think that's what's making it easier for me to sit down with them and give them confidence because they seem to know the type of person I am. You know, I'm not from a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I was brought up in the country. You know, I didn't have much. My parents didn't have much money. But you know what? That didn't matter. We knew how to work. We knew how to provide for each other by giving you what you need, not what you wanted. And that's what I said we have to do right now, get people back to working, get people back to believing in each other, talking to each other, and not out fighting against each other all the time. And you know, have Coach Dooley introduce me. You know, it almost brings tears to my eyes. And the reason why is when you have your teammates and you have coaches that stand behind you right now to say that you're going to be a good senator in the United States of America, you're going to be a good senator for the state of Georgia. You know, these people, they trust in you. And, you know, this they don't take it lightly. Coach Dooley don't take anything lightly. He's an ex-Marine. He's a guy that has a lot of respect. And, you know, I had a guy by the name of Steele, Colonel Steele, who talked about me as well that I played with. And, you know, it almost made me cry because it is those are teammates that I played with, that I sweated with, that they were like my family members. And for them to stand up for me means a lot.
Herschel Walker, everybody, you all know him. He's running for Senate in Georgia. Herschel, when you win, you got to come back on and spike the football here on radio. What do you say?
Hey, I love to come on. I want to thank you guys for bringing me on. For me, I can get my message out and let the people know that I love this country, and I'm going to fight for it, and I'm going to fight for the people there in Georgia as well.
We'll be talking to you, Herschel. Best of luck and God bless. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Now, God bless.
Folks, Legacy Box, you heard us talk about it. It is the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes, film reels, and pictures so they're preserved forever. When we say this is easy, trust me, it's easy. Legacy Box sends you a specially made box sturdy enough to securely pack and ship your videotapes and videos. I mean, I've done this before, so is Clay. They just send you a box, right? It's shipped to you overnight, and then you fill it with the stuff that you want to have transferred to digital media, and then you send it back the same way, and you can track it at every step along the process. Once Legacy Box receives your package, they digitally transfer all those old film reels, videotapes, cassettes, VHS, Betamax, whatever you got. They transfer it by hand, one tape, one photo at a time. There are 200 trained technicians processing 19 different media types from VHS to Super 8 film, all at their facility in Clay's home state of Tennessee. We've both used this service for our families, for our family memories, and we can tell you it is best in class, extremely professional, and super easy. The final result is that your digital files will allow you to relive each of those precious moments that, because they're on those old tapes or old photos, old film, are fading right now, but you can have them forever, and you'll be able to share them so easily, too. Legacy Box has been trusted by over a million families to convert their most precious moments captured on film, video, and print. So all you have to do right now is go to legacybox.com/buck. You'll get 40%. That's right, a 40% discount off your first order. Buy today. Take advantage of this offer now. They'll send you the box. You fill it when you're ready. You don't have to rush on it. But take action today so you get that 40% discount. Go to legacybox.com/buck and save 40% on this amazing service.
The real game is the Federal Reserve. They've started to raise interest rates. And the question about whether or not we have a recession, that's really going to turn on how skillful the Federal Reserve is in trying to cool down this economy, raise interest rates enough without tipping the economy into recession. But the rhetoric the president uses or the steps the president takes, releasing oil from the strategic reserve or denouncing greedy corporations or all that sort of political talk, isn't going to do very much. It's the inflation control principally rests with the Federal Reserve. And so Jerome Powell is the person who we really should be looking to. Unfortunately, the Fed does not have daily press briefings. The White House does. That's why the attention is focused on the president.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. That was some CNN guy, John Harwood over at CNN, talking about how it's really all about what the Fed does. But you see, there's a part of that that's missing. Yeah, the Fed is supposed to fight inflation. And
if you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax advantage income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can argue it doesn't really do a very good job. It does a good job until it doesn't, and then all of a sudden it's, hey, you know, rates are rates. The bond market determines where this is all going in the long run anyway. But how did we get to this place? It was political decisions. It was decisions to spend money. It was decisions to lock down, to send people checks at home. Now, some of this was done, and we always tell you the truth here, because if you bring this up to your neighbor or to, you know, the lib who lives next door, who drives a Prius and has four masks hanging from the rearview mirror and has a, you know, a Biden-Harris bumper sticker on the car. If you bring this up, they'll say, well, Trump spent a lot of money, too. Well, in the absolute moment of greatest panic and emergency, there was a bipartisan decision. And I think you could argue it was the wrong decision, but it was a good faith decision to do shutdowns for a period of time. And then the Democrats fought in the summer of 2020 every step of the way for the reopen, wanted more and more benefits, more and more spending, essentially running a universal basic income test run, which is what they turned it into. And then Biden comes into office, Clay, $1.9 trillion, not a single Republican vote, because the $6 trillion or whatever it was that was spent before that, during the COVID crisis wasn't enough for their liking. And now we're being told, oh, well, it's the Fed. The Fed's trying to fight the fire, but overspending by government in general, and specifically the $2 trillion spent by Biden at the beginning of 2021, that lit the fire. You know, they didn't start the fire. You know what I mean? I was going to go Billy Joel, and I couldn't really stick the landing.
Here's a question that I would love to be able to see. You know, we live in this Marvel universe, Buck, where there's all this multiverse going on. And I know a lot of people out there have grandkids and kids have seen this. The multiverse is basically the concept is there's all different sorts of universes and they spin a little bit differently based on certain choices that have been made. You know, sort of the sliding doors example. If you remember that movie years and years ago where you come home. Do you remember that movie? I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow was in it and she misses.
You're asking me about Gwyneth Paltrow movies on radio, Clay? Look at you.
I bet producer Allie knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You're a married man, so you've been dragged to some Gwyneth Paltrow movies.
No, this is pre-marriage. I think this is like a 25-year-old movie. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow might be the wrong one. But basically the idea is this woman misses a subway. And the doors close right in front of her, and she doesn't get home in time to see that her husband is having an affair. One world she does, the other one she doesn't, and it's all about how the world spirals differently as a result. And Gwyneth Paltrow may not have been the star. Somebody, some girl didn't make the subway in New York.
I think it sounds, was there? I think there was some random British actor that was in it with her. I'm kind of remembering it now. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Not a big name guy. Anyway,
and then, by the way, this is probably more than sliding doors has been mentioned in like a decade, right? Like anywhere.
But I think it might be a single digit Rotten Tomato experience. I'm just going to throw that out there.
The point is, if we had not embraced lockdowns, if we had said basically, hey, guys, this is going to be tough, but we're just going to have to ride through it. If you get sick, stay home. We never overloaded hospitals. I really don't think we ever would have. I don't think that any of the lockdown choices that we made any difference at all in the overall trajectory of the virus. I really believe this. And in the process, we spent trillions of dollars to basically, I think, wreck our economy. Really, I think we've done that. What if we had just said, Buck, you know what? This is going to suck. And we wish that this pandemic hadn't arrived, but the only thing you can really do is if you're super unhealthy, we would encourage you to limit your exposure to others. If you otherwise are basically under 60 and healthy, you're probably going to get this, but you're probably going to be fine. What would the country look like?
I made that argument publicly in April of 2020, and libs accused me of being Thanos.
Yes.
Wanting everyone to die with a snap of my fingers.
Actually a funny liberal attack upon you because that it also
wasn't
ties
music.
In
kind
with,
of like I mean, the Mrs. Doubtfire incident.
As these
incident.
Things
yes.
can go. Yes, it was funny, but I made the same kind of arguments and I always had the same thing. And I did it from a sports perspective because my argument was we have to find a way to get sports back. And a lot of people said, if we play sports, all the athletes are going to die. How many athletes have even had anything other than a sniffle, Buck, since we came back with sports? There's been zero impact there, right? So I wish we could go back and actually, because to your point, people will say, oh, it would have been worse if we hadn't spent $5 trillion. That's what they'll argue. Nope. I think they're totally wrong. I think we basically picked the worst possible options.
If you look also at the excess mortality data now that we really have it, and there's still a lot that has to go into finding out who died from versus with COVID. That's going to be eye-opening, folks, when that analysis is actually done. But remember, they told us, oh, Trump is the reason all this bad stuff happened. UK basically had the same. Is that Trump's fault? Italy, you know, I think was like a 13% increase. We were a 15% increase. The UK was a 15% increase. Major European countries had very similar outcomes to the US. But remember, the whole argument in 2020 was it's because Trump is so awful. Yeah. These people are lunatics.
And if they didn't have similar outcomes, it's because their age range and health status is different. In other words, we got a lot of old fat people who aren't making good health decisions, and overwhelmingly, obesity was the number one controllable factor in terms of severity of COVID.
We got a lot to talk to you about coming up later on the show, including, you know, Clay, this horrible shooting on the subway in New York City that got a lot of attention today when a sister of the fallen individual spoke out on Fox. We'll talk about that coming up in a bit.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.